Upon graduation from tertiary institutions, many youths reportedly eye high-paying jobs, and they don't mind whether or not such jobs are related to their courses of study or if they have passion for them. As far as they are concerned, it is money first. But the human resource trainer, Mr. Bumi Ayo, with over 30 years experience, said such mindset by graduates of hunting for high-paying jobs at all costs was anti-progressive, underlining that humble beginning and hard work remain the solution for achieving long-lasting happiness and fulfillment in career.
What I find out about most of them is that they look at the future in terms of money. If a roadside employer offers them 150,000, they are ready to go to that place and leave a career that will take them to the top, so which is wrong. But on the other side, I find out that quite a number of them have good plans for their lives.
Mr. Ayo, who was the head of the facilitation team during the orientation training course, however, said with a program such as GIS, graduates will have an opportunity to know what actually matters in life and how they will go about achieving their dreams. On what next after the orientation training, the project director of the GIS, Mr. Dennis Chukwu, who had announced FG's plan to expand the scope of the scheme to accommodate the large number of graduates, said there will be talks with employers of better engagement of interns to bring out the best in them. Mr. Chukwu was represented by the head of the ICT GIS, Lasa Samaila.
I think employers should see this graduate as part of their organization and not just as interns coming to spend time and just leave. If they see them as part of them, they will be able to give them responsibilities that will challenge them and be able to also mold their life.
The orientation training covered different areas of human resource development, including business proposal writing, how to secure the dream job, human relations, and CV writing. While thanking the federal government for supporting them to grow, some of the interns said they were better equipped to survive in the competitive world.
I've learned that you don't just submit a particular CV to all jobs you are applying for, because each job have different requirements.
It made me to understand that we have passion for something, you have to be following it. I have passion for that issue. I'm not into teaching now, but still yet, I just want to go back to that issue.
I even thank the federal government. I even want to start my own business because I have saved some money from the little spending they gave us.
The orientation training course was supervised by important officials in the Federal Ministry of Finance, including the ministry's chief accountant, Mr. Bello Suleiman, who assured interns that all the allowances will be paid because government made adequate provisions for them in the budget. Over 40,000 youths have so far benefited from the graduate internship scheme since inception in 2012. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.